everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of Easy Listening. My name's Eric.
And I'm Zach.
Wow, Zach, you sound enthusiastic tonight.
So enthusiastic.
Yeah, I am. So first off, I don't know if you all have noticed or not, but we are not together in the same room. We are actually doing this over a talking website, which is
how
cool.
Would they notice? This is an audio program.
Well, yeah.
There's
actually,
no
that
visuals
is true.
At all.
First off, we want to thank you all very much for enjoying the first episode. We're currently out, I think, on 6 platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So any platform that you all enjoy using, we are on there currently. And last episode, we talked about Global Finals 2019 for DI, and we appreciate the feedback and many of the things we heard about the episode, and people really seem to enjoy it. So yeah, tonight, Zach and I thought we'd talk about fast food restaurants, which
way too formal with that intro.
Way too formal?
So formal. You should be less formal.
Why should I be less formal? That's not very nice.
What up, homies?
What up, homies? All right, so I think we're going to talk about fast food restaurants tonight because it's such an interesting topic. I think a lot of the things we overlook in American society is how important fast food is, which is quite interesting because there's so many more other, like, more important factors, yet Americans seem to like fast food more than anything else. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, I mean, it's convenient, and they're everywhere.
Well, I guess that's why it's called fast food, but
it's called fast food because it's fast.
Let's start off with what you consider fast food, because there's restaurants that consider themselves to be fast food. I'm putting air quotes here. You all can't see that, but I'm putting air quotes. Places such like McAllister's, some people would consider that as fast food.
I would not consider them as fast food. Fast food to me, the location does not require, but usually has a drive-through window. Nine times out of 10 or more than that would have a drive-through window. And they have a walk-up ordering system. Well, McAllister's does have a walk-up ordering system. They don't have a drive-through window, and they're not exactly like, if somebody comes out to come bring you your food, usually that'll eliminate fast food. If there's a waiter, it usually eliminates fast food.
So what would you consider a waiter? Because here's what I would say, like places like Culver's, they bring your food out to you, but there's
so
a
you do walk up going after. I would consider them fast food.
I would too, but then, because it's interesting, because there's other places. What are some other places that are like considered fast food, but people think of it as fast food, but it really shouldn't be? Like
Steak and
Subway.
Shake is really close.
Really?
I would say Steak and Shake is really close for the reason because you do sit down, somebody comes and takes your order and brings your food out to you, but they do have a drive-through window, and they bring their food out relatively fast, and I would personally say it's very comparable to fast food restaurants.
Which is interesting, because did you know Steak and Shake is about to go out?
Yeah, they're
like,
going out.
They're about
they're
to
leaving.
Lose. Which is interesting, because their food's not bad, but they're, like, I don't know how to put it. Their food used to be really, really good, and I don't know if something happened with the ownership or something, but it just kind of started going down. And I've noticed this on the one on 96th Street, or, you know, the one I'm talking about in the movie
about,
theater.
Yeah,
I've kind of noticed it with that one, and then there's been other locations we've gone to, which... I used to get the chicken tenders. Let's discuss this for a second. The chicken tenders were, borderline edible. But, like, when you're a little kid, you eat anything. Which is why Tyson chicken nuggets are huge to little kids. Because I felt your family eats those every once in a while, don't they? Like, for Becky will, at least?
We haven't had Tyson chicken nuggets in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, it's
what
been
type
a while.
Of, what brand of chicken nuggets do you all eat?
If we get chicken nuggets, we usually won't end up buying them because it ends up being cheaper to actually just go out and get them. We will every once in a while do like boneless wings, which are practically chicken nuggets.
So
and those are either like Walmart brand or sometimes Tyson, depending on it. But it's been a little bit.
Yeah. What's interesting is that those tasted like Tyson chicken fingers, which they were good. But they tasted frozen.
I could be completely wrong, but doesn't Tyson operate like at a GFS or something like that, or are they like their own thing?
Hang on, I'm gonna look this up real quick. Continue talking about something. I'm actually curious
because I'm wondering because if they run out of GFS, you got to think because I know like places like Olive Garden, for example, they run out of GFS. So the same people that supply Olive Garden's chicken also supplies the cafeteria's chicken. Now, going off that, I know a lot of people are like, yeah, no, that's horrible. This is why Olive Garden, you know, they're using the same food as school lunch. They're not. It's just the same company. The company give out different food. There's the cheaper options. There's more expensive options. There's different kind of stuff. It's just the same company that oversees it.
And I can't find anything about Tyson on Gordon Food's service. However, Tyson does deliver. I want to say Tyson does supply certain restaurants, which
they probably do. I could see that.
Which is interesting because when you think about it, school chicken nuggets and stuff are the worst. But if it's the same supplier as...
You have no room to talk about school lunch for the person that has never had school lunch in years.
No, but could you say the statement that if there was the same supplier for, let's say, McDonald's in the school would just somehow find a way to make it worse?
I don't know. Maybe. I personally don't have a problem with the school lunch. I think you're just falling to the stereotype of school lunch being bad. I'd take the school's chicken nuggets over McDonald's.
See, I don't even like chicken nuggets in general. I think McDonald's is, you know, and the funny thing is McDonald's, you have to go on a certain day. There's certain days where McDonald's is really, really good. And
That's
then there's
true.
Other days where it's not.
That's true.
There's times when you get french fries and they're too cold or they don't have enough salt. But then there's those days where it's just the right temperature, just the right amount of salt.
Do you remember when Wendy's came out with these sea salt fries? Like
no,
when they
I
first
don't.
Came out. This was like 2 or 3 years ago. When they first came out, they were the greatest fries to me ever created. But now, whenever I get them, they're like always cold a little bit. And as soon as Wendy's fries get slightly cold, they get ruined immediately. There are some fries that can be a little cool and be okay. Like Rally's fries and like Five Guys fries. It's okay if they get like a little cool, they'll be okay. But for some reason, the Wendy's ones, as soon as they get slightly cold, they're done.
See, I would totally agree with that statement. And while you were talking about that, you all could probably hear my keyboard clicking because it's a mechanical one. But what I found out is that the fast food restaurants that use Tyson chicken include KFC, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Walmart sells it in their thing, which obviously makes sense, Kroger, and then there's some other small restaurant businesses. And did you also know that Tyson is provided to prisons around the U.S.? So when you go to KFC, Taco Bell, and all that, you're eating the same food as a prisoner would.
Again, you got to think through that. It's not the same stuff. It's just the same company. It's the same GFS argument.
Yeah, and I guess when you have the same supplier supplying multiple restaurants, the funny part is that when you go to so let's say between Taco Bell and McDonald's. So mm-hmm. I've had chicken from both places. I've had their chicken.
I can't say I've ever had Taco Bell chicken. I don't think I actually have.
You haven't had the shredded chicken or anything?
I don't
in a
believe
taco?
So. I have, actually, no.
What do you get at Taco Bell?
I either get the like Doritos Locos Tacos, or mm-hmm. I get like nachos or something like that, or like a normal taco, but I've actually never had their chicken. Now that
you know,
I think
I've
about
never had I've never had a Doritos Locos Taco.
You've never had a Doritos Locos Taco?
No, I've never had a Doritos Locos Taco.
You'll be disappointed, but it's still good.
But what I didn't get the fat, and this goes to Portillo's, when Portillo's opened mm-hmm. here. So if you all don't know, Portillo's is there's only two or three in existence, at least that I know of. We can look that up. I believe there's a whole lot more
than that.
Are there?
I believe so.
I believe it's a full chain.
Are you Googling it?
Yeah, I'm Googling
so
it.
So Portillo's is one of those restaurants that's kind of a mix between like a Buffalo Wild Wings and like... other place. It doesn't specialize in wings or anything like that, but they're more of like a at home kind of place they try to go for. I would compare it very similarly to like a Cracker Barrel, if you would agree with me on that. Well, there's still like the walk up to the windows, so it's a mix between the walk up to the windows and like a sit down restaurant. They specialize in hot dogs, shakes, things like that. They have a lot of things that they're famous for like their own personal menu items that they've made. Like they got the chocolate cake shake, you know, their hot dogs. They do hamburgers, cheeseburgers, things like that. It's set up like a cafeteria. So if you're to walk in, there's the dessert section, there's like the hot dog and burger section, there's like the salad section, things like that.
Yeah, and so I'm currently looking up, it's way more than 30. I can't find an exact number, but hang on, I did 38 Portillo's restaurants as of 2019.
Yeah, that's more than two or three.
Yeah, actually, hang on, that article was written in 2014, so there's probably at least a few dozen more then. But this goes to Portillo's, what we're talking about. Portillo's didn't live up to the hype for me. I didn't find it to be as good as everybody considered it. And it may just be because Chicago and Indiana have totally different I guess, food likes. And Portillo's didn't do it for me. And I don't know if that's just because I'm not a hot dog and hamburger person. That may be what that is, and that's great. But even their other food that I tried, including the French fries and stuff, I didn't think were that good. I'll tell you, Zach, you may remember this when we were with Jonathan.
Yes, I do.
We had the chocolate cake shake.
It was amazing, and y'all hated it, and I don't know why.
See, and the only reason I didn't like it, I found it to be too thick, and it was too rich. And another funny thing, we've got other restaurants here. White Castles is another thing that I'm kind of iffy on. Zach, you love White Castles.
I'm starting to fade away from White Castle just a little bit. Because, okay, so White Castle is good. I personally really like White Castle. My problem with White Castle, though, is that after I have it, I need like a 2-month break from White Castle. Because there's just so much grease and stuff in there. I hate onions. I don't like onions. If there's onions on my burger, it makes me sad.
You don't like
White Castle. Onions are not green. My problem with White Castle is that even if there is onions on it, I'll still eat it because you don't taste the onions because they have so much grease on them.
And that's the issue with a lot of fast food restaurants is the amount of grease and stuff.
I'll say out of them, places like White Castle would be one of the worst of that, of the amount of grease they put on their stuff.
And I found that the times that I used to go to Five Guys, even not getting a burger, because I'm not a big burger person, and Zach knows this, so I'm not really.
I don't like burgers. He's insane.
I can't have an opinion on it. I can't have an opinion on it. But even when I went to Five Guys when I was little, I remember their grilled cheese having an insane amount of grease on it.
Mm-hmm. The reasoning for that, I've never gotten their grilled cheese, but I have seen people order it, and I have seen the physical thing at all. It is really greasy, but I'm led to believe the reason behind that, though, is because they use the same grill to make their grilled cheese. They do all their hamburgers and hot dogs, things like that.
Yeah.
So the bread is going to soak up that grease a lot more than, the patties are.
Yeah, and
so
I think
probably got one of the more greasier items on their menu.
Yeah, and there's this, this kind of goes away from the fast food, which is what we're looking to do. We kind of wanted to talk about foods in general this episode. What I like is there's this breakfast place down the street called Sunrise Cafe. Have you ever been here?
I have never been there.
You've never been to Sunrise? Okay, well, Sunrise is this really, really good breakfast place down the street. It's owned by this woman named Pat and her husband.
Uh-huh.
And Jenny. Okay. Jenny, not Pat. Pat's our normal waitress. Jenny is the person who owns it along with her husband. And their food there is so good. And so they serve breakfast and lunch from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. You get whatever you want. And I love the food there. My only problem with it is so greasy, man. When you walk out of that restaurant, you feel like you ate 6 bags of Skittles and a pint of juice or something, or 8 raspberry iced teas.
Just the fact that none of those things has grease in them, but whatever.
Well, no, but your stomach, you know what I mean? That was a really bad example. But anyway, so I like their number 6 combo with the eggs, the bacon, and everything, and the hash browns. Their hash browns are so greasy, though. Grease ruins it on a lot of things. There's, I don't remember what pizza place we went to one time. No, it's Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut is notorious for having too much grease.
Pizza Hut has so much grease on their pizzas. It's insane.
It gets to the point where it's actually not good.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And when it comes down to it, when you have a business model that's based solely on pizza, I mean, they have other products, but.
Yeah.
And this goes to the argument of you don't go to a you normally don't go to a pizza restaurant to order a sandwich. Yeah. Some people do, and that's fine. But when your central product is pizza and it's too greasy to even eat or to eat more than one slice, it says something about your product. Mm-hmm. It's really bad.
That's one of the reasons I really like Papa John's is they have no grease. They have no grease on their pizza. I can eat half a pizza by myself.
Yeah, Papa John's.
Papa John's,
is so
along
good.
With their garlic that comes with the pizzas.
Yep. Yeah. What's funny is that I'm saying that phrase so much tonight, and it's getting really annoying to myself. So I'm gonna stop saying it. It's a phrase I'm gonna stop saying on this podcast.
What's the phrase?
Nope, I'm not saying it.
All right, fine.
It's okay. Be that way. And I love Marco's. Marco's pizza is delicious, and I don't know if everybody knows what Marco's pizza is because I don't know how many locations there are and stuff and where they're located.
Like 2 or 3.
Shut up. But their pizza is good, and their flavor is delicious. However, it's greasy sometimes, and then it's not. And I used to love thin crust pizza, and it's still fine. However, I just like the plain thick crust. And so when you go to Marco's, you never know what you're going to get. Because for DI meetings, if you recall, there'd be sometimes when the pizza was just right. And then there was like, I think the last time we had it, it was so greasy. I did my napkin on it and it was still able to go onto the plate. Mm-hmm.
If you're able to pick up any food item at all and the grease drips off of it, there's too much grease.
Yeah. And that goes with any place ever, even mm-hmm. at home. Exactly. And I think this is the time where we should talk about Arby's.
Arby's now.
Yeah, there's kind of a bias here towards Arby's, at least from my point of view. I mean,
you want to talk about my experience at Arby's yesterday?
Yeah, hey, should we explain what they have first? Because I don't, you know, whatever. Arby's. I'm pretty sure everybody
if you
knows
don't know what
Arby's
is, I mean, the other people that are listening to this live near us.
So. Okay, yeah. I mean, roast beef, and there was a story that Zach encountered yesterday. He texted me and I sent it to my dad. We just love this story. So go ahead, Zach.
So yesterday I go to an Arby's. It is like 9:30 at night because I just got done from whatever. I forgot what I was doing. Anyway, I go down there and I walk inside. I was the only person in there. I go order my meal, which is 5 sliders and water. That's exactly what I got. Eric, you want to go and tell him why your dad hates it when I get 5 sliders and water?
Okay, so my dad's a franchisee. He works for a company that owns a franchisees of Arby's, and they don't make money on the sliders.
lose money when I get sliders of water. They will gain money if I buy anything at all with it. I could buy like 15 sliders, but if I get like one Coke or like one thing of fries, they will gain money.
And so Zach has this whole beef with my dad to speak.
It's not that. I don't even do it on purpose. I did this before I even knew you guys. Because the sliders on there, my favorite item. I always get 3 buffalo sliders and 2 roast beef sliders with a cup of water. I always get that exact same thing.
You know they have a regular buffalo chicken sandwich, right?
I know, but the sliders are so much nicer.
Okay.
I know, it just is. So.
Okay, go ahead with your story.
Anyway, I was there yesterday, and I go and order my usual. You know, 3 buffalo chicken sliders and the 2 roast beef and my water.
The norm.
And I'm waiting, and there's only 3 workers there at the time. There's the manager, and there's 2 people. All right. One person's mm-hmm. working the window. One person's working, you know, like the main inside area so they can take the orders and make it real fast. And you got the managers kind of roaming around helping with what's needed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting for my food around the side. I'm, you know, just sitting there. And I'm, how much time have I been recording? Why are you asking this on text?
Because I was trying not to say
Eric's
it on here.
Texting me in the middle. Anyway, so I lost track of where I am. Gosh darn it, Eric. Anyway, so
I was
waiting.
Texting.
I'm waiting for my meal. You can't expect me to respond while talking.
I apologize.
I'm waiting for my meal, and I hear the guy that was working the drive-thru come out from the side, and he goes, somebody in the line just asked for a roast beef sandwich with 2 bottom buns. And he's like, I don't know what that means. So they all got into this whole, not really a debate, but they're trying to decide whether or not that meant he wanted 2 bottom buns on the bottom, the roast beef, and then the top bun. A bottom bun on the bottom, the roast beef, and a bottom bun on the top, or if they're trying to go Big Mac style, where they had a bottom bun, roast beef, bottom bun, more roast beef, then top bun. So they probably talked for like 5 minutes straight on this, because they just weren't sure what it was, and they can't ask the guy, because he was in the line, he's already pulled forward. So I believe they finally ended up choosing to just get a bottom bun on the bottom and a bottom bun on top, which I'm pretty sure is what he was asking for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of funny they had to come up with this whole, like, you know, debate about it because they just weren't sure, which makes sense. I mean, how often do you get a request like that?
And people get so mad sometimes at fast food workers, which it's annoying
minimum
because
wage. This is first job.
Well, yeah, I mean, so most people who work in a fast food, I mean, some people make a career out of it, which is great because people like for the amount of people that go to fast food, there are workers that are needed. There's always a need for workers. And but normally when you see a fast food worker, they're normally in their teens and they're at a high school. And I know a lot of people in my a few of my friends work at Culver's. And so, you know, it's their first job. They don't fully understand what they're doing yet. They're still trying to get used to it, which is disappointing sometimes when you see on the news that there's sometimes these stories where people go in there and get really mad at them, start fights with the workers because they don't know what they're doing. And that's a scenario where I don't know what I exactly would have done. I probably would have waited till the guy got up at the front and just added the bun at the last second. What do you think he was asking for, actually?
I'm thinking bottom bun on the bottom bun on top, which I don't know what the difference between the bottom and the top bun is. I know the top one's more curved, but does it really make a difference to the taste or flavor or anything like that? Or does it really hit the crust on the top? Or like,
I think top bun has more seeds on it, right?
No, because I believe the roast beef sandwich has like what? Nut? Does it have a? Does it have anything on it?
Yeah, it has
seeds. Is it like the onion bun or something like that? Or
that's for the onion buns for the cheddar and roast beef.
Yeah,
cheddar roast beef. Yeah,
cheddar and cheese. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I've got one of them free coupons, and it's the.
Do you want to tell them about the expired coupon with the chips?
Yes.
Right. This is our favorite story.
I was cleaning out one of the rooms in our house that it was the office. It's by the front door, and we used part of it for storage when we first moved in. There's like some boxes of like old stuff like that. That when we transferred to the new house, we didn't really need, but we're gonna like throw it away because it's got some stuff in it. And we were sorting through the stuff, and I came across Arby's coupons. Now Arby's sends coupons out once a month, so we always use those whenever we go to Arby's, you know, because they're coupons. Why wouldn't you? And yeah. I stumbled upon one of these coupon pages. By the way, shout out to Arby's for literally using the exact same coupon format for over like what, 8 years now, because that was it expired 2011.
It makes it easy.
But I was looking at it, and in the bottom left-hand corner of like the big front page, I was showing like what they're doing for like their seasonal item. In the bottom left-hand corner, there was a coupon for garlic parmesan chips. And I'm like, hold on. I've been to Arby's quite a bit because I personally really do like Arby's. Don't make sure your dad does not hear me say that. And I don't remember ever seeing garlic parmesan chips. I don't remember selling chips at all.
Mm-hmm.
So next time I went over to your house for a DI meeting, I went and asked your dad. And then he was like, yeah, no, we don't sell those anymore. We stopped selling those years ago.
I was like,
but I had a coupon for it, and I felt the need. I really wanted to go down there and ask for garlic parmesan chips and say that I had a coupon for it. Because the way they have their coupons, they all have expiration dates on it, expired in 2011, but they always put theirs in small print at the bottom of the coupon. And they're in tear, like they're in like a magazine like paper.
Yep.
And there's no perforation. So you could tear it in a way where it gets rid of the expiration date. And since it's the same format, I really want to go to an Arby's and like try to order it and see how confused the staff got. But I went and gave it to your dad as like a gift.
A gift.
And then he lost it.
I know, he never found it again. Another fast food restaurant that I like making fun of personally is what was the restaurant I was about to talk about?
Cheddar's.
That's not fast food. That's not fast food. But we can actually talk about that for a second because we're kind of going all over the place at this point. So, Cheddar's is a restaurant that they don't. I know
it's an O'Charley's or a Chili's, whatever one you have closer to you. It's one of those.
Yeah, it's a scratch kitchen, so it's good. It's normally good food. So we go down to the one in Knoxville, which is normally where we go. However, when we went to regionals for DI in February, right? February? No, March. March. We went to a Cheddar's,
and that was my first time ever going to a Cheddar's. Yeah.
So this is, keep in mind, this is Zach's first time, and we told him that it's like really, really good food.
They normally hyped me up for it for like an hour straight.
Yeah. Normally Cheddar's is very, very good. We go in there and I don't even know what was going on, but there was a new manager in there who had just taken over because that store had been doing so badly. The food was terrible. He said he came in from
Michigan.
Yeah, the service was bad. They were understaffed. There were so many kids there for the competition. It was just crazy. And so Zach's first experience at Cheddar's was not good.
I want to tell the story about the rolls.
Do it.
We had the nicest waiter. Like, she tried so, so hard, but she couldn't make up for what the kitchen was having problems with.
Yep.
And since it's kind of like, you know, Charlie's, Chili's, whatever, they bring rolls out to you with butter before your meal comes. Like free, it's kind of like your appetizer thing, you have rolls. So they bring out the first basket of rolls. We're like, yes, rolls. We get into the rolls really fast, and when she comes back, we're like, hey, can we get some more rolls? She's like, yeah, it's like 8:30 at the time. And she's like, yeah, so we're out of rolls. We usually run out of rolls about 8 o'clock every day. And after she left, we're all like, hold on. If you consistently run out of rolls by about 8 o'clock every day, hear me out. Why don't you make more rolls? So that way, once about 8 o'clock hits, you have more rolls coming out of the oven.
It's a million-dollar idea.
It's a crazy idea, I know.
I know, exactly.
But why wouldn't you do that? Right?
Oh, I remember the restaurant I wanted to talk about for a moment. Subway.
Mm-hmm.
Subway's just not good. I don't know what it is about
Why
it.
Why do you keep disrespecting Subway so blatantly with with nothing to back it up? You're just like, okay, Subway is bad. Here it is.
Their meat, I don't like their turkey. I find it to be really weird. They don't have a lot of vegetable like options. Well, they do, but it's like
a lot of vegetable options.
I don't know.
Of course, I don't mess with them, but you know,
you don't like anything green, and
exactly.
And I don't know why. I can't fully describe why it's not good. It's just there's something about Subway that when you eat it, it doesn't feel right eating it. And there's a restaurant that I know a lot of places may not have. It's called Potbelly, and it's down by Zach's house. Potbelly is delicious. Potbelly is like Subway, but five times better.
My biggest problem with Potbelly, I would say Potbelly is really good. My biggest problem with Potbelly is kind of like a Panera for me personally. Mm-hmm. For the size of their meals, I feel like it's not enough food.
See, I think it's perfect. I always get a cup of soup with I get the big sandwich and a cup of soup.
But and by so then, you're now spending like $15 on one meal.
No, we're not. Our thing, we all get the same thing, and it's, I think it's like $36.
All right. So like
it's not
each?
Yeah, around that. Because, well, they also order they get bottles of water. So it's not really, if you got just a sandwich and soup, it'd probably be way less than that if you got a cup of water instead. But yeah, I like Potbelly. Potbelly is really good. Food's good. Top mentions here. I like Sonic. Sonic's actually not bad. I went to Sonic, I think, last year.
So with Sonic, whenever we go into West Virginia, where my grandparents live, we always stop by a Sonic in Ohio because there's none down near us. Okay, I really like Sonic. We always get one of the slushy things, have a hot dog, hamburger, whatever.
Yep.
But I feel like if there was a Sonic by my house, after I went to it a few times, I would probably go there as much time as I do Steak and Shake. I like Steak and Shake, but I mean, we just never go to Steak and Shake anymore, which I feel like is part of the reason they're going out. Like, their food's good. Nobody goes there anymore. I feel like Sonic would be the same way for me. I think that's part of the reason Sonic can't survive over by where we live.
Yeah, and I've found different restaurants have the same issue. So we used to go to, we used to go to McDonald's a lot back in Carmel when we weren't living here yet. And McDonald's to me just isn't as good as it once was. The one by our house, we're not going to say the address or anything because it is a restaurant. We don't want to be rude about it. But that restaurant, so bad. You've been to it before. You know what I'm talking about. It's bad. They can't get their workers to do the stuff correctly. Your orders gets messed up quite often. The food's mediocre at best, I would say. Really, the only thing I get in there is probably one of the ice creams or coffee drinks.
Also, by the way, this is coming from the person that whenever he goes to McDonald's, gets a fish sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So,
actually,
I mean,
their fish sandwiches are not bad.
Yeah, but it's a fish sandwich.
Yeah, but I don't like burgers.
I'm cool if you want to get a fish sandwich, but we're talking like fast food places.
Yeah, but it's like
fish from a fast food place.
You can get that at what's it called? Culver's.
No, that's fine, but I mean like different levels of fast food places.
What do you mean different?
It's like, okay, so fast food places are fast food places. They just are. But there are different levels of fast food places.
Yeah.
Okay. There's places like Rally's. And by the way, the Rally's were by Castleton that we always went to whenever we went downtown. It's gone.
Yep.
But like, they just left it as is. Like, the signs, like, you know how like it. They have the old-fashioned sign, where if you wanted to have an announcement, you had to take the little giant stick and you had to put up each letter by letter. It's still up there, advertising for their new item they had at the beginning of summer before they went out. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is still, like the umbrellas, the benches, everything, the menu, everything's still there. It's just abandoned. Anyway, gone. So if you think of the tiers, all right, if I was going lowest tier or, like, most fast, like, the most fast foodish fast food places to, like, the least fast foodish fast food places. Wow, that's hard to say.
Yeah.
I would put Rally as one of the most fast foodish places ever. Honestly, I mean, their slogan is fast foodies know the deal.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I would, like, I mean, they're maybe the only fast food place that straight up says, we're fast food. We're not going to deny that. Then there's places like Steak and Shake that's like, we're not fast food. No, that's Dairy Queen. We're not fast food. We're fan food. It's like, Dairy Queen, shut up. So, you've got Rally's is like the most fast foodish fast food place. I'm going to say that word so many times. And then it'll go up the scale. So you get like McDonald's after that, and like it'll Subway after that, things like that, until you get to like a Culver's.
Yeah.
Or like maybe even a Steak and Shake. But I feel like Steak and Shake is really touching the border between fast food and sit down restaurant.
I think it's really, a sit down restaurant.
It's touching the border. It's touching the border.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's got the sit down. There's no walk up ordering system. But I'm like, to pay, you get up and go to the front desk. And I mean, they have a drive through window. But I'm a.
It's close.
I feel like Culver's is one of the least fast foodish fast food places.
Yeah.
But I'm a. Yeah, you got that. Like, I mean, they still can bring the food out to you. It's comparable to a sit down restaurant quality of food.
Yeah.
But it's still fast food. It's walk up order, drive through, stuff like that.
Fast food's not bad. There's restaurants that are bad. And. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the people working, because the same restaurant one day that's really, really, how do I put it, really, really crappy, the next day could be really, really good. And it depends on if the manager's present, because people are going to continue doing their jobs right if they know what's on the line, if they're not doing it correctly. The vendors can change over time. The food can change over the time. The atmosphere can change over the time. Products come and go, as always. And so just a restaurant has evolved many, many times. Most of them have evolved many, many times, which is quite interesting because there's so many things. Like with McDonald's, we go back to that. McDonald's used to be really, really good, and they used to do pretty good food. But now it's just, once it's under different management style and stuff, it's just not as good as it once was.
Yeah. Like, there was one time a couple weeks ago I went to McDonald's, and they put no seasoning on the hamburgers. Like, they just forgot to put seasoning on their cheeseburgers. And it's like, the seasoning does all of it. Otherwise, it's just, like, a piece of ground beef.
Yeah.
Like, that was the flavor they got rid of there.
Yeah, well, I think that was a pretty good conversation. I like this. We're going to go on and stop it here so we can do somewhat of a shorter episode than we did last week. We're going to try to get it a bit shorter so you all can enjoy more and get the full episode in one sitting instead of having to come back in multiple sittings to listen to the whole thing if you're interested in that stuff. But we appreciate you all for listening, and we will see you in episode 3, which should maybe come out next week. Thanks, guys. See ya.